The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I'll ask the Father, and he'll give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated, and the children may come forward for a children's sermon. Good morning. I liked your singing today. That was very good. Thank you. And I liked your flower planting today, too. That was very good. I want to ask you a question. How do you show someone you love them? Yeah. Give them a hug. Great. What else? Appreciate what they give to you. How do you do that? Yeah. You say it with words. Very good. Be nice to them. Yeah. Share. Yes, absolutely. What else? You snuggle up with them, don't you? Yeah. Absolutely. And Blair, I think you hit the nail on the head. Because in today's story, Jesus is trying to tell his disciples all about the love that he has for them. And all about the love that he's trying to get them to share with the rest of the world. And in the midst of it all, he says, "I'm going to send an advocate, my own spirit, to you. And he'll live with you, and he'll live in you." It's like God's way of snuggling up close to us. Right, Blair? Yeah. God lives with you every day, walks every moment with you, sees everything you go through, watches, but more than that, walks with you. You and all people. And God doesn't do this because God's got nothing better to do. But God does this out of a great love for you and all people that God walks with. God does his best to share what he has. God does God's best to appreciate who we are. God does God's best to be nice and to be kind. God asks us to do the same thing. What would it look like to give hugs or to snuggle up or to be nice or to appreciate or to be kind? We have the greatest thing in the world already in our possession. It's our love. And God asks us to share it in the same way that God shares it with us. Any of you guys doing anything for Mother's Day today? Yeah, a little bit. Well, in the midst of cards, in the midst of gifts, I want you to share love. Let your mom know you love them. Let your people know, your family, your friends, your community know that you love them too. Don't let the sun go down without telling people that you love them every single day. God loves you every single day. Does that make sense? Should we say a prayer? Let us pray. Gracious God, we are thankful for your love. We loved being loved by you. And in the midst of this, we ask that you help us to share this love and our love with the ones around us, with our moms, with our family, with neighbors and friends in our communities. Help us to love one another as you have loved us. Thank you for being close to us and walking each day with us. And continue to lead us into love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for being here. You can go back to your seats. In the name of Jesus, amen. The line, "If you love me, you'll keep my commandments," has always felt a little controlling. If you love me, you'll do this. If you love me, you'll say this. If you love me, you'll think this. This kind of if-then wording feels almost manipulative to the point where I think, Jesus, I think you could say this differently. I think you could say this more openly. But Jesus specifically wants us to know that love has a relational expectation. Love requires us to look at the other person, consider who they are, what their hopes and dreams are in the world, and then to join them in those dreams. And so when Jesus, on the night that he's betrayed, on the night when everything bigger than it ever was before, tells his disciples, "If you love me, you'll keep my commandments," he's asking them to do that thinking, to do that considering, to hold who Jesus is in their hearts and to follow him, not in the name of loyalty, nor in the name of respect and tradition, but in the name of love. His commandment, after all, is to love one another as God has loved us. How do you know that you are loved? How do you know? How have people shown you that you are loved? Maybe it's with words that matter and have a stickiness inside your heart. Maybe it's with work and action day after day for the course of a lifetime. Maybe it's showing up and being present in the times that matter. Maybe it's being present even in the times that don't. It could be anything. Because if there's one thing that I've come to understand, it's that the action of love cannot be prescribed in a simple set of checklists. There's not one action you do to let someone know that you love them, but there is a beautiful creativity, a beautiful artistry that happens, a dance, a specific context and a specific person where you begin to understand not just how you want to love them, but how they want to be loved, and you match yourself to it. This dance, this context, this art is seen throughout Jesus' own ministry. Jesus doesn't love from a kingdom on high, announcing love from a distance. But Jesus goes from town to town, sitting with people, listening to them, hearing them, and in those moments, responding exactly to who they are, what they need, and their lives as they stand in that moment. Jesus calls each of his disciples in a unique way. Jesus heals each of the people he comes into contact with in a unique way. This is far from mass-produced, factory-style moments, but this is the art of making each and every moment into what it needs to be. Giving up his day after day in order to shape it and form it into one moment after another of love. Someone took the time to do that for you. Someone takes the time to do that for you, to let you know that you are loved. I've been thinking a lot about the reason that we have someone stand up week after week to try to say something about the gospel. After enough shots, you'd think we'd get it, right? But I still don't. I still need someone doing that individual work, that piece by piece, moment by moment context of trying to help me and my heart, mind, soul, and strength to know that I'm loved, to believe it and trust it. When I know I'm loved, I have no problem pouring it out. I have no problem sharing it, but knowing it, boy, that's the trick, isn't it? For you, for me, there's not just a pastor, but there's a wide, wide world of people trying to communicate this love for you. And boy, they do love you. God does love you. There is an advocate that's sent to you to live with you and in you. We call this advocate the Holy Spirit, but is introduced as an advocate in the moment of love. And an advocate is someone who speaks on behalf of, lifts up someone who might not have a voice in that moment. It's long been taught that the advocate speaks up for us toward God, as if God is a judge set not to forgive. But knowing what is going to happen, I think that's the wrong direction. The advocate comes into our hearts and speaks to us again and again on behalf of God to us. The advocate lives in us, deep inside of us, to tell us that we are loved, to be a voice different than the one that might be inside of us, a voice different than the one that might be outside of us, a voice different than the rest of the world, a voice that will unflinchingly tell us that we are loved over and over again, no matter what the world might say. You are loved. And there is an advocate here for you. Absolutely stubbornly telling you, you are loved. This advocate will be with you forever. This advocate will never leave you. This advocate will be there the rest of your life. There will always be a voice to tell you you are worthwhile and loved. And that voice is the very Spirit of God in you. You are worthwhile. You are precious in God's sight. You are loved. Do not let the sun go down without listening to that advocate. Do not let the sun sleep before you hear one more time that you are indeed worthwhile in the eyes of God. Let every song we sing in this church be about God's love for you and for all people. Let every prayer we pray in this church be about love for you and for the world. but know without a fraction of a doubt that there is love. Love for you. And thanks be to God. Amen.